Hello, it's Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And we will be returning back to that one book at a time, starting at the end of December, beginning of January. We'll start going through 1 and 2 Timothy, which I'm really excited about. We are in the Common English Bible, the CEB translation in Proverbs 17:12. And again, these are scriptures taken from the Seven Deadly Friendships. It goes like this. Safer to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than fools in their folly. Mind if I pray for you? Yeah, I remember the story, Jesus, of my husband seeing a bear across a field when he was hiking in the Pacific Northwest. And sadly, he said this, and it made me laugh. He said, "I just wanted to hug that bear." And I thought, that's really a bad instinct. You really do not want to hug a bear, especially since she had cubs and there was blueberries involved and all of that. So, so we understand this in the real life, Lord, that you do not mess with a bear cub who has a mama bear nearby. And it's the same kind of thing that we need to remember when we're hanging out and engaging with fools. And we've seen it in popular media today saying that says don't engage the trolls or don't, you know, hang out with the trolls or the haters or all the different kinds of language that we could use around that. But Lord, help us to have that discernment, to know when we are engaging with a foolish person. And before I even pray a little bit more about that, help us not to be foolish people. Help us not to live folly, lives full of folly. Help us to be wise and discerning. Help us to be like Bereans who examined the scriptures when they heard something kind of weird. I went to a conference once where there was a lot of words being said, but they just didn't sit right with me. And I had to just go back to my Bible. And you know what? I just love the Bible so much. But Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that it's sharper than any double-edged sword. And it's just so great, so much wisdom, so amazing, such amazing stuff. So I went back to the Bible, and Lord, thank you that you showed me that those views that were being spouted were pantheistic, often Buddhist belief, and they had been couched and rephrased to make it sound like they were Christian. And so, Lord, I do pray for my audience today that we would be discerning, that we would be just cautious in the way that we believe. It seems like today, in today's culture, everything goes. And weirdly, everything goes but Christianity. Like, having that narrow view of who you are, Jesus, is not very popular. And Lord, thank you that you said the way is narrow and few are those who find it. It's a narrow way. There is one way to get to God through Jesus Christ. And it's such, it's a hard thing. It's like, I would love to be able to say there's many ways, but there's just one way. And it's foolish to engage in this kind of pantheistic view of the world. So anyway, I digress, Lord, but yes, give us wisdom, give us understanding. And we pray for those people in our lives who have been foolish. And I kind of think about this in terms of if you've ever loved someone who's been addicted to something, whether that be porn or it could be drugs, alcohol, eating disorders, whatever it is that will control a person, that eventually they tend to give themselves over to the addiction, and then they become foolish because that substance or that thing then controls them. And something that controls you other than God is really going to make you make those foolish decisions. And so Lord, help us to know what to say to folks like that. Help us to love them. Help us to speak truth in love to them. Help us to understand when we are enabling and when we're not enabling. Help us to know when to pull back or to push in, and give us a loving affection and a kind-hearted feeling toward those who really struggle. Because I don't want to malign someone who's having a battle like that, because it is a really hard battle. So give us the wisdom that we need to love the people in our lives who are battling those kinds of abuses, and help us to be a good friend, a good family member, a good mom, a good dad, and help us to realize that you're the one who loves them even more than we do, which is such a great truth, so important. So I pray all of this in Jesus' beautiful, powerful, amazing, lovely, perfect name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful that you're taking your time out to spend with me. Hey, if you could leave a quick review on iTunes or Stitcher, that would be great. Laura in SAV, she says this, amazing. I bought Mary DeMuth's book, Jesus Every Day, and somehow I ended up listening to her podcast. Funny how that goes. This is the first podcast I have listened to, and I subscribed to my email the very first day. Mary's prayers are frequently one of the highlights of my day. They have so many days that I felt she was praying specifically for me. That must be a God thing. I felt compelled to be a sponsor in a very small amount. Why? Because I know Mary is changing lives because she's changed mine. Mary's podcast could grow to be the best 5 minutes. There's more on this, of your day. It feels so good to be prayed for. And that's my heart. I just want to be able to continue to pray for you. And if there's someone out there in this world that you feel like they just don't feel like anyone in the whole wide world is praying for them, send them the link to Pray Every Day, because I would love to have that privilege of praying for them. So have a terrific day. And I hope that you know that you are loved and prayed for.